News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. 3 inches of snow yesterday and some shoveling back to the deep freeze today. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. The Weston Prayer Death parents will begin serving their jail sentence after a court ruling yesterday.
Dale and Leilani Newman were asking Judge Greg Huber to remove a staggered 6 months in jail from their sentence in the case. The two were convicted in 2008 of the reckless homicide of their daughter, Cara, who died from untreated diabetes and acute ketoacidosis. ADA Lance Leonard said that all the points in the Newman's motion were already addressed at the time of their sentencing and that nothing has changed to warrant a reduction in jail time. Huber denied the request, but would allow the Newmans to start serving their sentences this September, so long as all 6 months in jail are served by the end of their 10-year probation. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
The trial of Ronald Disher, the almond man accused of being a party to the crime of stealing his mother-in-law's Social Security checks, is now in the hands of a jury. The jury received instructions and heard closing arguments late yesterday. They began deliberating last night and will be back in court at 8:30 this morning. Amanda Knox, the American exchange student who was studying in Italy and was accused of killing her roommate, is now been found ordered to restand trial there, although she is back home in the Seattle area and will likely not go back willingly. Let's get more on the case from Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal.
Amanda Knox and her then-boyfriend were found guilty of killing Knox's roommate, Meredith Kircher, and she did time for it, but the convictions were overturned due to a lack of evidence. Italy's Supreme Court, however, said the case should be retried, and an appeals court found her guilty. Steve Krohn's a defense attorney who's been following the case and says if Italy requests extradition of Knox, it might not fly because of double jeopardy. Knox was already acquitted once.
If the attorney general determines that the system of the country that's seeking extradition does not meet our standards, then he has the right to say, we are not going to extradite that person.
Knox said in a statement from her home in Seattle that she's frightened and saddened by the ruling. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty for the alleged Boston Marathon bomber, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Governor Deval Patrick says one way or another, based on the evidence, Tsarnaev will die in prison. Massachusetts does not have the death penalty at the state level. He is Dr. Robert Sakochoff, and he's been picked as the new leader of the Ministry Medical Group. Spokesperson Gregory Hughes says Sakochoff has been seeing patients and has been showing leadership in the organization for the last 30 years.
He has served as a regional vice president for Ministry Medical Group's northern region. So he spent a lot of time kind of up in the northern region, Rhinelander, Eagle River, Woodruff. But he's been involved in a lot of activities across the system.
Ministry Medical Group includes 47 clinics and has over 650 physicians. Two Merrill teenagers were hit by a car yesterday afternoon around 3:30. The 14-year-olds were lucky. Neither suffered life-threatening injuries. Both taken to Ministry Good Samaritan Hospital. Merrill officials haven't said if the accident was weather-related. The names of the teens and the driver involved have not been released. One-time Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman is ready for a fight. The website TMZ.com says the man who was acquitted of second-degree murder in the Trayvon Martin shooting has now agreed to a celebrity boxing match. The website says there's no opponent yet. It will happen on March 1st. Zimmerman reportedly will donate his share to charity. Now let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Quite cold once again for today with mostly sunny skies. A wind chill advisory in effect through mid-morning, a high of 6 above 0 this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of 8 below 0. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for some snow, mainly in the southern part of the area, a high around 16. On Sunday, mostly sunny, another cold day with a high around 7. I'm Newsline I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Sub-zero temperatures around central Wisconsin again this morning. Outside our broadcast center, it's 4 below. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.